Today we are learning Daf Chaf Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We are already well into Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We are up to Tanu Rabbanan, first words on the line. No, not first words on the line, second words on the line. First word on the line is Beregel, then right after that is Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas Tanayim, in what sense Regel, Yom Tovim, are Mevatel the Avelus of Shiva, and a person's Shiva. Tanu Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Kiyim Kfiyas Hamitav, an Avel fulfilled Kfiyas Hamitav, which is one of the Dinim of Avelus, turning his bed upside down. Shlosh Yom Kodem Regel, and he's observed that mitzvah, and he's done it for 3 days in advance of Yantif. Eino Tzorich L'Tpos Achar Regel, he's not going to have to do Kfiyas Hamitav again after Yantif. Tiver Rabbi Eliezer, that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. But when he only did laws of Avelus for 2 days before Yantif, then the Yantif is not going to break the Shiva. Chum say he doesn't have to do Avelus for 3 full days before Yantif in order for Yantif to break the Shiva. Even if he just observes Avelus for 1 day, or even for 1 hour, for 1 moment before Yantif, it's enough to break the Shiva. Amar Blazer Rabbi Shimon, Hein Hein Dev Rabbi Shammai, Hein Hein Dev Rabbi Beis Hillel. This is in fact a machlokas, an old machlokas between Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Shebeis Shammai Rom Shloshi Yom, Beis Hillel Rom Rafi Liyom Echad. Beis Shammai said 3 days, Beis Hillel holds even 1 day is enough. Amar Rafuna Amar Bechia Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ramila, Amar Luhu Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bechia Baraba Ul Rafuna. Somebody said to somebody, Afil Yom Echad Afil Shachas, that even 1 day and even 1 moment is enough, or 1 hour is enough to break the Shiva, for Yantif to break the Shiva, which means this is what we do, this is what we paskin like. If someone loses a relative on Erev Yantif, and the burial happens in Erev Yantif, as long as there's time to just sit Shiva for a few minutes before Yantif, the Shiva is then over with Yantif. Rava Amar Alach Ketana Didan, we paskin like our Tana, Rav Elazar and the Braisa, Damar Shlosha, who says that it's 3 days, Rava says, Ravina Ikla L'Sura D'Pras, Ravina went to a certain town, normally Rav Chaviva L'Ravina, and Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, Hilch Samai, what's the Alacha Amalei? That even a single day and even a single moment of observing Shiva before Yantif is enough to allow Yantif to break the Shiva. So, main point number one, Machlokas, whether you need to observe 3 days of Avelus before Yantif in order for Yantif to break the Shiva, or even Sha'a Achas, we paskin Sha'a Achas. So now the Gemara tells the story. Yosef Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila, the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha were all sitting by the gateway of the house of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Nafcha milsami benayu, and they taught the following thing. Minayim lavel shiva. They were discussing the issue of where we know that you have 7 days of shiva, of Avelus. So where do we find it from? So the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says in the Nevuah about the Churban of Eretz Yisrael, because of Averus that we do. The Pasuk in Amos says, Vafachti chageichem la'avel, that I'm going to turn your holidays into Avelus. So Machag Shiva, Af Avelus Shiva. You see from there that Avelus is supposed to last as long as a holiday lasts. Just like a holiday is for 7 days, Avelus is also for 7 days. It says Gemara Ve'imatzeres, not every holiday is 7 days. Maybe it's talking about the holiday of Shavuos, the Chad Yomo, which is only 1 day. And Gemara Umi Ba'ilech Dresh Lakish. No, the comparison between Avelus and Shavuos we already use up, because we already use it to teach what Resh Lakish teaches us. How do I know that if a person only finds out of a death of a relative a long time after the relative died, which we're going to have a whole sugya about, that you only observe 1 day of Shiva for that? Because it says that we turn the holidays into Avelus, and we find that at least Shavuos is a 1 day holiday. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that there is an Avelus that's like regular Yom Tovim, that lasts for 7 days, and there is an Avelus, a type of Avelus that's like Shavuos, that only lasts for 1 day. If you heard about the death in a timely fashion, then the Avelus is like a regular Yantif, it lasts for 7 days. If you didn't hear about the death in a timely fashion, then it's like Shavuos, it only lasts for 1 day. So the Gemara now goes through the halachos, so let's make that a main point. If you heard about the death of a relative in a timely fashion, the Avelus is for 7 days, just like Yom Tov, most Yom Tovim are 7 days. And if you didn't hear about it in a timely fashion, Avelus is for 1 day, just like Shavuos is only for 1 day. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, Shmua Krova, if you hear about it, that's what we call hearing in a timely fashion, a Shmua Krova. Now, Hagas Shiva Vishloshim. So you observe regular Shiva, regular Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka, Inan Hagas Al Yomechad. But if you don't hear about the death in a timely way, you hear about it way after the person died, then you only observe one day. Ezui Krova, Ezui Rechoka. What's the definition of what's called the timely fashion and what's not? Krova b'toch shloshim rechoka la'achar shloshim de Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a shmur krova is hearing about the death within 30 days of when it happens, and rechoka is after 30 days. V'chamram, the Chum say, no. Whether you heard a Shmur Krova or a Shmur Rechoka, it's either way, no matter when you hear about the death, you still have to observe regular Shiva and Shloshim. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Abrachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Kal Makam Shata Motze Yachad Mekel V'Rabbi Machmirin, whenever you find in all of Shas that there's an individual rabbi who's lenient and many who are strict, who are Machmir, Halacha Karabim, we're always going to have to be strict, like the majority opinion. Chutz mizu, except for this machlokas, shav pish Rabbi Akiva Mekel, even though Rabbi Akiva is just one man, and he's the lenient opinion who says that a shmur rechoka only observes one day of avelus, v'cham machmirin, and the cham are strict, and they say that a shmur rechoka observes a full 7 days and shloshim after, halach Rabbi Akiva, we pass on that Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because it goes back to that old rule, Damar Shmuel, Halach Divrei Mekel Ba'avel. We always pass on like the more lenient opinion in Avelus. Rabbi Chanina Asile Shmuel De'avua Mibei Chazai. Rabbi Chanina heard about his father's death, and it was a Shmuel Rechoka, more than 30 days after the death. Asel Kameid Rav Chisla, so he went to Rav Chisla and he asked him, what should he do about his Avelus? Amalei Shmuel Rechoka in Noeges Hal Yom Echad. He says, you only observe one day. Rav Nassan Rami Asile Shmuel De'imei Mibei Chazai. Rav Nassan Barami heard about his mother's death more than 30 days after she died. Asal Kameh Ravi asked Rav what to do. Amalei, Hariyamu Shmur Rechoka, Noeg, Asal Yom Echad Bavad. We say that if it's a Shmur Rechoka, you only observe one day of Avelus. So, next main point, even though there's a machlokas, whether it's Shmur Rechoka, which means hearing about the death more than 30 days later, observes one day or regular Avelus, we paskin, they only observe one day of Avelus. Aceves asked the Gemara and Rava, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that a Shmur Rechoka only observes one day? That's B'chamisha Meisei Mitzvah. That's the five relatives that a person has a chiv to have to mourn for them. I mean, you know, brother, a sister who's not married, a son, a daughter, and a wife. But a mother and a father are even closer relatives than that. And since a mother and father are considered even more close relatives, you have to observe Shiva and Shloshim for a mother and a father. Amalei, so Rava said, na yichidoihi, that price is a das yachid, we don't pass like that, it's a singular opinion that we don't pass like the los firulan kavasei, we don't hold like that price. Titania, we learned in a price, maisu meisavishal Rabbi Tzadok beginzak, one time Rabbi Tzadok's father died in Ginzak, it only happened once, he only died once, vodiyuhu, and they let Rabbi Tzadok know about it, la'achar shalashanim, 3 years later, uba vishalas Elisha ben Avuya, and they went and they asked, Elisha ben Avuya is a pretty famous character in Shas. He was Acher. He was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. So they went and they asked, and he went bad. He turned sour. He left the religion. The Gemara tells a whole story about it. So they asked Elisha ben Avuya, was a Kedem Sheimo. Presumably this was when Elisha ben Avuya was still on the good team, when he was still an observant Jew. So they asked him, and they asked the Zakenim with him, in Amru Nahog Shiva Shloshim, that you should observe the full Shiva and the full Shloshim. And when Rabbi Achia's son died in the Galus, and he only heard about it more than 30 days later, he observed Shiva and Shloshim for him, because he thought that a Shmur Rechoka, you have to observe Shiva and Shloshim. So bottom line is, we see that there are opinions that hold this, that you observe Shiva and Shloshim even on a Shmur Rechoka for a father and a mother, and maybe even for other relatives, but we don't pask in that way. Those are a Das Yachid. We don't hold that way. So Gemara says, Eini, is that true that according to Rabbi Achia, that we observe for a Shmur Rechoka full Shiva and Shloshim? V'harav barachud Rabbi Achia, duhu bar achased Rabbi Achia. But after all, Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chia on both his father's and his mother's side. Kisalik lahasam, and when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lei, Rabbi Chia's uncle asked him, Abba Kayam, hey Rav, is your father, my brother, still alive? So Amar Lo, he responded back to him. Rav said back to Rabbi, no, Ema Kayamas, why don't you ask me if my mother's alive? Stop asking about my father. That was his way of hinting to him that the father was dead. Amar Lo, Ema Kayamas says, okay, I'll ask about your mom. How's my sister doing, your mom? Amar Lo, Abba Kayam. He said, oh, why are you asking about my mother? Why don't you ask about my father? I never asked you about my father yet. Amar Lo, L'shamai. So he realized that this was Rav's way of telling him that both his brother and his sister had died, that both of Rav's parents, who were Rabbi Chiya's brother and Rabbi Chiya's sister, Rabbi Chiya is obviously half-brother and half-sister on two different sides, otherwise they wouldn't have been able to marry each other. So Rabbi Chiya said to his shamash, Chalotz li mena'ali, v'holich achar ekelai libeis hamerchutz. Help me take my shoes off, because I'm an avel, and bring my stuff to the bathhouse. Now we see from there is Shema Mina Tlas. We see three things from that story. Shema Mina Avel Asa Mina Sandal. One thing we see is that an Avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. That's why he had to take off his shoes. Shema Mina Shmo Rechokei Nohages Eli Yom Echad. We also see that when it's a Shmur Rechoka, when you only find out about the death much later on, you only observe it for one day, because he said, let's go to the bathhouse. He was apparently only observing his Avelus for a short period of time, and then he was going to bathe. So you see that it's only a one-day Avelus, and not even a full day, Ushma Minah. The third thing you see is Miktsas Yom Kikulo, that part of a day of observing Avelus counts as a whole day. So says Gemara, don't you see that Rabbi Chiya holds that for a Shmur Rechoka, you observe only one day of Avelus, and not the full Shiva and Shloshim? How could we have said before that Rabbi Achia holds you observe the full Shiva and Shloshim? Gemara says, Rabbi Chia l'chud, Rabbi Achia l'chud. Rabbi Chia is not the same person as Rabbi Achia. Rabbi Chia holds you observe one day. Rabbi Achia holds you observe the full Shiva and Shloshim. Let's make a main point. From the story where Rabbi Chia found out about the deaths of his brother and sister, we learn three things. That a novel can't wear leather shoes, that a Shmur Rechoka is only one day, only observes Avelus for one day, and that we apply Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. Part of a day counts like a whole day. So it's important to know those concepts. Shmur Rechoka, Shmur Krova, Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel. These are concepts that keep on coming up. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the rest of Chaf Amud Beis next time.